Ram Brachos and Dafkavav discusses the basis of Shachris, Minch, and Mariv, and the Gemara quotes the Machlokas, Amaraim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, whether it is based on Avos or based on Karbonos. Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shachris, Minch, and Mariv, Karbonos based on the Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal ben Arbaim, at night no Karbon Kavua, but Evorim Upedarim, fats or limb that were not offered during the day, are offered at night, and therefore the basis of Tfilas Arvis. On the very next daf, Brachos Chav Zayin, Amachlokas Rabban Gamliel, and Rabbi Yeshua, whether Tfilas Arvis is a Tfilas Chova, or whether it is a Rishus. The Gemara doesn't explain exactly why Mariv should be different than Shachris and Mincha. Why is it that Rabbi Yeshua maintains that Tfilas Arvis is only a Rishus? When you look in Rashi, not in Meseches Brachos, but Rashi, Meseches Shabbos, Davtes, Rashi writes the following, that if tefillah is based on Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, why would he discriminate against the tefillah of Yaakov? You know, Shachris, Minch, and Marav would be Yehovah. But if you assume that tefillah is based on Tmidim, there's a marked difference. Shachris, a Karban Kavua. Mincha, Karban Kavua. Mariv, there's no set Karban, simply Evarim, Upedarim, fats and limbs. Just like there's a marked difference when it comes to avoda, the same thing is true when it comes to tefillah as well. And therefore, tefillah sarvis is only inertious. In a word, Rashi writes, the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, that tefillah sarvis is rishus, it is assuming that tefillah is based on karbanos, not the shita of Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina, that avos tiknu. But no doubt that is a great chiddush of Rashi. After all, that avos Korbanos, Machlokas Amoraim, whether Mariv is Rishus or Chov, Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamliel, Machlokas Tanaim. And when you go through those sugyas, Brachos Chavav, Chav Zayin, the Gemara never exactly makes that linkage. The Gemara never states so explicitly that Mariv is different based on Hakravos HaKorbanos. And if you look in Shiltos and Shilta Ches, Rabbi Chaigon has a stunning psuit. When it comes to the case of the source of tefillah, Rabbi Chaigon writes Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and yet Rabbi Chaigon writes that tefillah sarvis is rishus like Rabbi Yeshua. That somehow, even within the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu, one could understand why Mariv is different from that of Shachris and Mincha. This kasha is posed by the Netziv in Shultos and Shultaches. The Netziv writes the following: if I were to ask you that why is it that Avram Avinu daven, the answer is Vayashkem Avram Baboker. Avram Avinu Davin. Why is it that Yitzchak Davin? Vayetzi Yitzchak Lasuach Basade? Yitzchak Avinu Davin. Why is it that Yaakov Avinu Davin, do the Pasuk says, Vayifka Bamako? He found himself at this time in a certain place. Somehow the Pasuk seems to ascribe the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu to condition, time, and place. Oh, the Sugya Chulin, Dav Tzani Aleph. Yaakov Avinu said, Kimato Lecharan, Amar Efsha Shavarti, Amakam Shispalavosa bin Lohi Spalalti. How can it be that, you know, I passed through the area where my forefathers davened and I did not daven? In other words, the Pasuk seems to ascribe the tefillah of Yaakovinu not to the regular day in and day out practice, but rather because of a certain condition, a certain circumstance. Ooh, and therefore the Netziv writes, it's not so surprising that one could base Tfilas Arvis and that Pasuk Vifka Makom, but you see from the Pasuk that that was in every single night, the regular obligation too, but rather was something that was exceptional because of Vayifka Bamakom, and maybe that's why one could still argue Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus. Maybe one could go a step further and argue as follows. You know, the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvahei, the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Tfilah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Sasei Lehisfala B'chayom. There's an obligation in Midaraisa to daven each and every day. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban writes that, you know, that's not true. There is no daily obligation of tefillah. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvos does not even count tefillah among Targ Mitzvah. Something striking. That how can one envision Avodas Hashem without tefillah? But nonetheless, according to the Ramban, it is not one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. The Ramban, after all, the tefillah as an opportunity, tefillah as a privilege, but not necessarily as a daily obligation. Sometimes one could envision something is so fundamental, but technically speaking, it's not just simply because it is or is not a mitzvah, but rather it defines, in fact, who we are. The Ramban does not have, the dinim in cheschinuch, that tshuva may not necessarily be one of taryag mitzvos, but the need for tshuva is something that is obvious, irrespective of whether it's considered to be among taryag mitzvos or whether it is not. But in that discussion, the Ramban, Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah A, argues that, there might be certain times where there is a mitzvah daraisa of tefillah. There's a common Prima Gadim has in the Psicha, the Prima Gadim also in Hilchos Shavuos, where he cites Ramban and Parshas Emor, that maybe tefillah on Yantiv, maybe even tefillah on Shabbos is a din daraisa. The Prima Gadim writes the halacha, tefillah bitzibur on Yantiv and Shabbos is a din daraisa. Stunning Chiddush. That Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos doesn't discuss Yantiv, Shabbos, but what about tefillah be'es tzara? That Ramban writes that perhaps is a din daraisa. After all, al hatzar, hatzor eschem, parshas maloscha, tefillah be'es tzara is being a din daraisa. And I will tell you, even the Rambam would agree. When you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Tanyos, it seems clear that there's a special chiyuv of tefillah be'es tzara, independent of mitzvah to say, lispala b'chayom. A person experiences an esara, he can't argue, I already davened today, I davened last night, I davened this morning, but the esara, that triggers, that is a new chiyuv of tefillah. So if that really is the case, that be'esara, the Ramban, certainly a chiyuv of tefillah, maybe one could argue here as well. When you go through these parshios, v'yetze, v'yishlach, one thing is clear, that Yaakov, finds himself in a dire Esar, a dire Esar. Esar machicha, misnachem naragecha. And as the Beis Halevi writes, that all of a sudden, now, Esav achicha, now is coming to you as a brother in a more conciliatory fashion. That also, Yaakov saw as an absolute Esar. If this is clearly an Esar, not surprising that Yaakov engages in tefillah. But one cannot necessarily derive from there that there is a daily obligation of Tefillas Arvis. And therefore, even if it's derived from this moment of Yaakov, but perhaps one could still maintain the nightly obligation, night after night, that is only considered to be a rishus. And I would add perhaps the following. There's a stunning comment the Meshech Chachma has in Parshas Vehigash and Bereishis Memvav, where Meshech Chachma writes, there was something unusual about the nevuah of Yaakov. The Torah emphasizes that occurred b'maros salayim. Typically, nevuah is bayom. Yaakov, experiences nevuah balayla. And that's something that is striking. It's something that's remarkable. Even in layla, even in times of hastara, even in the choshech of golos, one could experience Hashras Hashchina. And that, no doubt, was the life of Yaakov. That even though so many episodes of Golos and Nisyonos and trials of Esav and Lavan and Achay Yosef, but nonetheless, Yaakov was able to experience Hashras Hashchina. And therefore, the Pasuk emphasizes that Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yaakov b'maros halayla. And here, Meshech Chacham writes, therefore, it's not coincidental, it's reciprocal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to Yaakov Avinu balayla, and Yaakov Avinu's koveya tefillas arvis. That Yaakov Avinu reaches out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the choshech of layla as well. Yaakov Avinu experiences nevuah balayla, and the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu is the tefillah salayla, that our mission, even in the choshech of galus, you recognize that sense of Hashkafas Hashem, Hashras Hashchina, and you reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only in the Geula of Yom, but even in the Golos of Laila as well. And that's a remarkable lesson of the life, the legacy of Yaakov, right? Time after time experiencing Golos and Nesara, but nonetheless, to be Koveya Tfilas Arvis. And here I will just add the following, that even though this is something that is no doubt remarkable, There's another Meshechachma, Parshas Ekev, that discusses at length and how remarkable Nisim are in times of Golos. In times when you have a Beis HaMikdash, there are Sar Nisim B'chol Yom. You could just go to the Beis HaMikdash and see Nes after Nes after Nes. But Nisim in times of Hastari is absolutely remarkable. That demonstrates the incredible Chiba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Knesset Yisrael. Even in Choshech, even in Golos, it's times of Al Nisecha Shebechal Yom Imanu. See, even though no doubt that that's remarkable, Nevuah Balayla, Tefillah Balayla, Nisim Balayla, but a simple Ha'ar. Even though that's not at all typical, it's something that's remarkable, but that is not the destiny of Knesset Yisrael. The destiny of Knesset Yisrael, is not Avodas Hashem in the Choshech of Laila. Our destiny is not one of Golos. That is a reality, a temporary reality, but our destiny is one of ultimate Geula. And maybe if that was the legacy of Yaakov, you know, that recognition, but even in the Choshech of Golos, one can experience. And even in the Choshech of Golos, one is called upon to be Mispalal Tefillas Arvis, but nonetheless, that tefillah certainly is not a tefillah kavua, a tefillah schova, but that tefillah was, and perhaps even remains, a tefillah srushus. In order to demonstrate that that is, yes, a condition, a temporary condition, but it is not the destiny of Knesset Yisrael. And you know the Chiddush Reb Chaim, Perikidif Achos Tefillah, according to the Rambam, that even though Shavu Aleka Chova, that you know, Kfar Nogo Kol Yisrael, that we daven Marav each and every night, but inherently, the Cheftz, it doesn't become a Tfilas Chova. Shavila Kachova means that we've taken upon ourselves a Chova Sagavra to daven a Tfilas Nadava nightly, meaning that Marav always was, is, and always remains a Tfilas Rishus. Shavila Kachova doesn't change the character, the cloth, the nature, the fabric of the tefillah, but simply it means that Knesset Yisrael has taken upon themselves to daven a tefillas rishus, a tefillas nedava, each and every night. But in terms of the machshava, it's something which is striking. The life, the legacy of Yaakov Avinu, the choshech of Golos, to be able to experience Hashras HaShchina in a reciprocal fashion, that Yaakov Avinu was koveya tefillas arvis, but as remarkable as that is, tefillas arvis always was and remains a tefillas rishus. Our destiny is not golos. Our destiny is one of absolute geula, tefila avoda in the clarity of the day, and therefore maybe not so surprising that the shultos will paskin of us, of Rami Yitzchak and Yaakov, but also paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, that tefillas arvis is a tefillas rishus.